You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Talking Cubs baseball today with Kerry Muscat, our Cubs reporter. And Kerry, hard to believe, but we are dropping the curtain on 2016 as we await the arrival of 2017. And 2016, a season that Cubs fans have been waiting for in some cases, generations. They are the reigning world champions. And Kerry, just want to get your thoughts on some games and some moments and some performances that really stand out to you. And I'm guessing that covering a Game 7 world title clinching victory for the Cubs is going to be hard to top, but give me some of your memories of the games that really stand out to you from this historic Cubs season.
Actually, if you go back to April, and Jake Arrieta threw his second no-hitter on the 21st at Great American Ballpark, which is a ballpark that not many teams don't hit in, you know, because of its reputation. And I think that was pretty special, one of the highlights of the season, just because it just showed that Jake wasn't just going to rest on what he had done the year before with his first no-hitter. But and he said he felt a little different in the second time around, but it was just really special and sort of set a nice tone for the starting rotation after with that. I think if I had to pick one of the more fun games, it would be July 31st against the Mariners at Wrigley. It was an interleague game and ended with a 7-6 Cubs win in 12 innings, and that was the one where they used everybody in the roster except for three pitchers, and John Lester delivered the game-winning hit with a sacrifice bunt. And that also in that one, Travis Wood went from the bullpen to pitching to playing left field, making a great catch, and it was just a crazy game there. But for Lester, who has like a .051 batting average when he came into the game, for him to deliver the winning sacrifice bunt was just nuts. But he said he was happy to do it and figured, you know, whatever Joe says was fine. He wasn't thinking, though. It just was something that happened.
Yeah.
Then if I had to pick the World Series, it's tough, you know, because obviously those games are pretty special. But each game was so unique. I mean, Game 5, when the Cubs won at Wrigley Field, I've had so many people tell me how emotional they got after that game, because it's just the historic significance of it. To see the Cubs actually win a World Series game at Wrigley was just kind of euphoric and overwhelming and just everything in between. I mean, I've talked to grown men who cried after the game was over, and it didn't surprise me. But and plus, it kept them alive so that they avoided elimination again. Game 6 was fun with Addison Russell getting the 6 RBI, but it's really hard to top a Game 7, you know, with the World Series. Just so many ups and downs from that. I think fans are probably going to talk about that. I've talked to a lot of fans who have watched that game over and over already. And it's just hard, and even players who've watched it over and over, just trying to remember everything that happened and relive it, and that's pretty special.
Yeah, I mean, and it was a game, you can make a very good case, the greatest game in baseball history, considering the circumstances, the scene, the setting, the teams involved, the back and forth. I mean, it was a game that is going to live on in baseball lore for years and years and years. And, Kerry, from your standpoint, you know, you're there, you're doing a job, you're remaining impartial, you're a journalist, you're a reporter, but given everything that had happened, you know, not just in that game, but up leading to that game, and here the Cubs are, one win away from winning it all, how emotional was it for you, if not right away when the game was in the books and the Cubs were crowned world champions, maybe at some point afterwards when you finally got a chance to sit back and catch your breath, what was that experience like for you on a personal level?
To be honest, I didn't get emotional until I got back to Wrigley after the game. As soon as I drove back after Game 7, and my husband and I went straight over to Wrigley to see the fans and the sort of spontaneous celebration that they had by writing on chalk on the brick walls and all the little memories there. That got to me, because that's when it hits you, just with the fans and just how much this meant to them, and just just talking to people and you know, people telling about how, you know, they wish their grandmothers or grandfathers were still around, or their parents, or, you know, how they were sorry they hadn't been in Cleveland, but, you know, they were able to just kind of be there in spirit type thing. I mean, that's when it got to me, was being around Wrigley and just getting the fans. Otherwise, you know, I don't want fans to think I don't appreciate what the Cubs did, but really, we were working, yeah. and it was a lot of stuff that had to get done. I didn't get back to the hotel till 5 a.m. after Game 7 from everything that I was doing, and then was on the road driving, you know, by 10 a.m. So it's a lot of work for us. The fans, the generations of fans, that's what meant the most.
Yeah, it's a labor of love, but like you said, it's still labor. It's still a job to get done. It's a lot of work to be had. But, you know, again, such an emotional experience for so many fans and so many families and generations of families to see what the Cubs did in 2016. I know a lot of teams are ready to turn the page on 2016. The Cubs, not one of them, because of what this year meant to the franchise and to the fans. Something truly historic. And Kerry Muscat, you were in the middle of all of that, and we thank you so much for your knowledge and contributions all season long, and we'll do it again in 2017 to see if the Cubs can make it back-to-back world championships. Did you ever think you'd be hearing that phrase? So, Kerry Muscat, thank you so much. In the meantime, it's Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras Chicago Cubs.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.